Doug's missed a payment, and we probably owe two payments now instead of one. And so he hadn't even opened it. He had picked it up a couple days ago, I guess, in the mail. And I opened it up, and I said, "Doug, what is this?" Maybe Brother Curtis knows, but we got a refund for something on our car, and I don't have a clue what for, but it was more than enough to pay those taxes. God, forgive me for grumbling and complaining. God is so good. Just when you think that things can't get any worse, and he does something like that, I have no clue where that money came from, but it was more than enough to pay those taxes. And I just wanted to give the Lord the praise for that. I know he hears enough complaining. It's about time he heard some praising.
I'm grateful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I so enjoyed the fellowship meeting yesterday. It was so good to be with everybody again. It seemed like it had been so long since I'd seen some of them that it just was wonderful to see everybody. And the Spirit of the Lord was so good and so rich. And there are times whenever we get so discouraged and the people of God picks us up. Sometimes we think we're the only ones going through anything, and we're the only ones that don't have the money to pay the bills, and we're the only ones that has sacrificed until we get together and we find out that there's a lot of us going through some of the same things. We've had a unique month and a half or so. A few weeks back, the girl that was maid of honor in our wedding that we went to Bible college with, she was my best friend at Bible college, her daughter was getting married in Fayetteville. So Brother Coles and Christy and I drove all the way to Fayetteville to go to a wedding of a girl I barely knew, but it was an honor for her mother because her mother was my maid of honor in our wedding. She was with us on every date. She was our third party in every date we had. And so I felt like I kind of owed that much to her. You know, she was very special within our life at that time. And it was kind of unique going back down memory lane. It's been a while since we'd been in a United Pentecostal church and the big church there and being around everybody there. You know, you don't forget where you come from. And I'm thankful for where you come from, where God's brought us. And you look down through your life and you see the different places where God has led us and led me. You know, I remember coming up as a kid and how I was so thankful for what God's done and where God brought me and filled me with the Holy Ghost. And as a 19-year-old teenager, I left home and kind of out of necessity, and I was out there all by myself, on my own, and I look back at that, and I think, God, you had your hand on me. I thank you, Lord, for watching over me. That song was so beautiful, Sister Weiniger, because I thank the Lord for every time that I look back and I see those times whenever God kept his hand on me. As a 19-year-old snotty-nosed kid that knew nothing about what in the world I was doing, I was out there all alone by myself making ends meet. I lived in a old trailer once, and I lived in an apartment once with no electricity, and I worked at a chicken plant at night, and I had to do a lot of different things in order to live. And I look at kids now. I look at my son nowadays, and he's living in a nice house with us paying the electric bill, and he complains because has to buy his own groceries now. 23 years old and buying his own groceries. Poor kid, you know. I think, dear Lord, here I was, 19, out there all by myself, paying my own groceries, my own electric, my own, wherever I lived, whatever I lived in, wherever I could find to live. But God kept his hand upon me. God led me through those times. I didn't know anything called the body of Christ. I knew nothing about a group of people like this. But I knew that God had his hand in my life and directed me. And I was thankful, made very thankful, going to that wedding and for the times that God led me to Texas Bible College and where God brought Brother Coles from and Connecticut all the way to Houston and then brought me from Hot Springs all the way to Connecticut for us to be able to meet. My goodness, what would I have done if I hadn't went there? My, I got the best guy in the whole world. I mean, you know, God blessed me with a wonderful husband and blessed me because when you're out there by yourself, it makes you appreciate a mate. Let me tell you, it makes you appreciate. There's never been in our marriage a thought of divorce. I can't tell you we've always had times without arguments or disagreements, but we made some rules when we got married. Before we got married, we talked about it, and we decided that if you cannot discuss something without screaming and hollering, God must not be nowhere in the picture. So we promised one another not to yell and scream at one another, and we haven't. We don't do that. I can't tell you I didn't holler at the kids now. That was a different situation. But we never yelled and screamed at one another. We've never had those kind of disagreements. We've not always agreed with one another, but we learned to settle it in a humane way and not get all, you know, screaming, hollering, throwing things at one another, you know. But God has been so wonderful throughout our life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And whenever you look back at how God has led you step by step by step. We also hit it wound up, what was it, last Saturday, I believe, that one of Christy's friends in Texarkana got married. So I don't know why all the weddings all of a sudden, but we were at the United Pentecostal Church in Texarkana last weekend at a wedding and seeing all these people that we haven't seen in a while and going back down memory lane. I'll tell you what, one thing that made it worth it all to me, and this is kind of humorous, and I hope everybody can understand this, but there was this one fella, the grandfather of the girl getting married, that used to come to our church, and he was all the time making fun of me. He made fun of me like crazy. I mean, I was fat, and I was bad housekeeper. I never done anything right. Now, all this kind of stuff, and he's 81 years old now, but anyway, he looked at me, first time he's seen me now in 10 years, and he looked at me and says, I never thought you'd ever get that skinny. And it just made me feel good, you know. I know it had nothing to do with spirituality, but oh my goodness, it felt good on the inside, you know. Because he always made fun of me, and I thought, ha! I just wanted to just beam at him, you know how. But God has been good to me. I just want to thank him. Going back down memory lane sometimes is good for you if you don't dwell. Sometimes you can go back there and dwell and sit and cry. But if you look down memory lane and be thankful for where God's led you and the step by step by step, it felt very good to go back and see those folks and to visit those folks. But I want to tell you one thing. I don't want to go back there. There's nothing there that I want to go back to. There is no way that I want to go back there and stay. I love those folks. I always will. But I have no desire to turn back. I want to stay where God wants me to stay. And I want to be where God wants me to be. And I'm thankful this morning. Well, yesterday we got a call on the way home from the fellowship meeting. Brother Daniels in Poto. He called Brother Coles and he said, we got some folks that's been wanting to come see y'all. And I thought, oh, yes. So they came to church this morning, was in church with us, and it was such a blessing those folks just came in, and it was just like fresh manna from heaven. They began to worship with us, and the power of God just came down, and the fellow got up to testify or to preach or whatever you want to call it, and he said, "I feel the covering of God on this place." And it was just like soothing waters from heaven that came down. And you know, and after you work and you do all that you know to do, and you've done everything you know what to do, and then God does that, it just makes you feel so wonderful that He hasn't forgot you. You know, that He's still there with you. So when you go back down memory lane and you walk down that lane and you look back there, and then you get to where you are now, and you say, "Thank you, Lord, for every time that your Spirit has rushed over my soul. Thank you, Lord, for all those times and all those blessings that you gave me back there. Thank you, Lord, for all those times that you blessed me and you led me and you guided our footsteps and that you are with us. But thank you, Lord, that you're with us right now. Oh, I thank Him for all that He's done. I thank Him. Tonight I was so tired. I didn't really feel like coming tonight. I've been really just kind of wore out and tired. We've had so much going on and making the peanut brittle. And there again, trying to get the bills paid and trying to, you know, you look at the situation, sister, and you see what's due and you see how much there is, and which is kind of non-existent, and you see this humongous amount that's due, and then you say, "Okay, Lord," take a deep breath, and you just get, roll up your sleeves and get with it. There's no need. I told him the other night at church, I said, "There's no need of sitting down and crying over it. Sitting and crying is not going to get the bills paid. So y'all get in here and help me make some peanut brittle. Let's get busy and get this done." So I just wanted to thank the Lord that He has blessed our peanut brittle. They look at me and said, "How much of it have you eaten?" And I think, I can't tell them I've eaten very much of it at all. But I can tell them it's good because the Lord's blessed it. But I got to tell you this right quick. There in Glenwood, you know, the Caddo River comes through Glenwood. And we have a lot of people from Louisiana and Texas come up through that direction, floating the Caddo River and coming up there for vacations and stuff. And God has blessed us to be able to put the peanut brittle out. We got it at Kirby, the Kirby One Stop. We've got it at the Fish Nest. We've got it at El Diamante Restaurant. We've got it at Radio Shack. We've got it at the Bonnerdale store. We've got it at the Piercy store. We've got it all up through there. We've got it down at the, I mean, just like the Lord is blessed. I went in Clark's Building Supply the other day, where I buy a lot of my stuff at, and the owner pastors a little church next door, and I thought, now he's not going to let me put my peanut brittle in there to sell for our church. But, you know, I just felt impressed to go by there. So I went by there, and I went in there. I told him, I said, "You know, I've spent a lot of money here redoing my house. And I was just wondering, would you mind us putting our peanut brittle in here?" He said, "Well, sure, bring it on in." And I'm telling you what, I come back the next week to check on it. And they said, "Get that woman out of here. We've eaten more peanut brittle than we've had in 10 years around here." So all the employees have been eating it. But God has begun to bless it, and it was what I was going to say about there in Glenwood. I got a call from Shreveport, Louisiana, and a man there, he said, "My name is so-and-so," and he said, "I was up in your area, and I found some peanut brittle that was so good." And he said, "I hunted everywhere, and I bought everywhere I could find all they had." He said, "I'm a doctor here in Shreveport, and I would like to I was wondering if maybe I could give some for my clients. I would like to buy some for my clients for Christmas gifts and stuff." So, you know, the Lord is just really just, I can't tell you. In the last 3 weeks, we had like $1,200 worth of bills that had to be paid. And if it's $1,200 and you don't have but $5, you might as well be $2 million, you know. And the folks that come to our church, they don't have any more money than we do. So there's no need pounding them because you can't get blood out of a turnip. You just might as well just go to work, you know. So anyway, I told them there were situations come up, so the few we have couldn't help me. So I just brought the operation to my house, and I learned how to do it one-handed, you know, to just me. You know, and Brother Coles helped me about 45 minutes before he went to work, and then Christy helped me a little bit before she went to work, and then I was on my own with it. But you know what? I learned how to man that thing. God showed me how to get it. And within 4, 5, 6 hours, I had 274 patties done. And I thought, you know, I'm doing as well as I did when I had 3 helpers, you know. So it was God helping me. But within those 3 weeks, we paid that $1,200. And I want to give God the praise. I want to give him the thanks that's due his name. And, I've learned through those experiences from back there, from walking back there, living out there by myself. And when Brother Coles and I first got married, and we didn't have much money anymore than we got now, but I learned from those experiences, there's no need of sitting down and crying about it. And when you say, God, I don't know how these bills are going to get paid, and then the Lord provides people from Shreveport, Louisiana, buying peanut brittle, well, there's your answer. And a lot of times, he don't just rain the money from heaven. You know, it just don't come down, whoo, $1,200 come floating down out of this. But he makes a way for you to get that money. You have to put forth a little bit of effort sometimes. Seems like this generation that we have wants everything that mom and dad and grandma and grandpa has right now. They don't want to have to work for it. They don't want to have to wait for it. They want it handed to me on a silver platter. But you know, when you don't have it handed to you and you have to get out there and work for it, it makes it so much sweeter. Those trials that you go through, those things that you have to wade through, those situations that you have to wait on, that's where you learn and you get strength from. I don't even know why I'm saying all this, but I just feel that God has just blessed me so much, and I thank him for it. I want to thank him today, and I give him that praise.
I'd like to thank the Lord. Moving down here, was talking to the Lord and really was wanting to put a lot more trust in the Lord. Over the several weeks and a few things that was going on, I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. You know, just trying to find out what the Lord wants, you know. It's remarkable how, you know, you walk in as you go through your daily life, and it's like the Lord will put obstacles in front of you. One day I was walking out of a store and a guy was looking for something, I said, "Oh, you need a quarter?" And he says, "No." He says, "Actually, I need 50 or 75 cents." And I gave it to him. And he's like, "Oh, I don't want to take your money." And I said, "Well, it's not my money. It's God's money." There's been several other instances that, you know, changing tires for people and taking the time to just help somebody else. And there was a, coming home the other day, there was a guy that he was needing change for a 20. I said, "Well, I don't have change for a 20. but here, take a five. And he's like, you sure? And I said, yeah, I'm sure. I said, it's God's money that I'm learning to have more trust in the Lord. I was coming out of Maine, and there's signs in Maine that says, caution, moose crossing on the interstate. And I was laughing to myself. I said, yeah, that's something I'll probably never see in my life is a moose. And just before the Kennebunk Point rest area, two calves had walked out of the woods and right onto the interstate. I thought I'd never see anything like that. And that was one time. And then I went back to Maine, and I was just coming down. And I was like, you know, the Lord, it sure would be nice to have some lobster. Because lobster in Maine is pretty cheap. I mean, you can get, you know, uncooked lobster for $5 and cooked lobster for $10, $12. And I was just talking to the Lord. I said, you know, Lord, I said, it'd sure be nice to have lobster today, you know. And I pulled into the TA, and that's a truck stop. Sometimes, from time to time, they may have a special or something like that. But just happened to be that day that I walked in there, I didn't just get one lobster, but I got two lobsters. The Lord blessed me with two lobsters. And because it was $10.99 for one or $12.99 for two. And I said, well, I can't pass that up, you know. And so I went down, and I've got some good friends that I talked to. And I was like, yeah, you go to the TA, you can get lobster for $12.99. You know, two lobsters for $12.99. They went up there to get their lobster for $12.99, and they said, oh, that was a one-day special. And I was so thankful the Lord had had me to stop that day to give me lobster. But it's like those things, and like the sister was saying, you know, that, you know, making this transition down here, to be thankful for what you've done for us, and to be able to come along and at the end of the month say, okay, you know, I've got this amount, I've got need this amount, and the Lord's there with it. And like this month, you know, being thankful that He just doesn't supply your needs for bills, but we were needing a car, and the Lord supplied that too. I'm so thankful. But it's just, it's amazing, and that I want to just say thank you to everybody, and to thank the Lord that, you know, that just to put that much more trust in Him, and to know that, just to get to the aspect of saying that, you know, everything belongs to the Lord, and that He actually moves. And there was one time that I was sitting down at a restaurant, and the guy comes in, he orders coffee, and he says something about that's all he's got, and I was sitting there, and I didn't really do anything. I just sat there, and I ate my meal, And later on that day, I felt like it was an example that as the Lord kind of put in my heart that I should have fed that person, and I didn't do that. So now I'm real cautious about, you know, when things are presented to me that I really think about, you know, is this of the Lord, or or is this, you know, of things that I need to do to make sure that, you know, not just to, maybe not a blessing to myself, but a blessing to another person to show that, you know, there's people that is, you know, that I can care and that I can show spiritual attributes. And to be able to, I mean, the people that I talk to and that, and they can see that, you know, sometimes things don't work out like they should, but it's just doing the right thing. And sometimes it's just helping the person that's behind you that needs an uplift. If it's either paying for a cup of coffee or a donut, you know, just something small. And just letting them know that the Lord still cares about them. It's just a really nice blessing. Thank you.
We had a little incident yesterday. Since we got down here, we forgot that we didn't have any pots, pans, or dishes, except a few picnic dishes. So we've been doing some eating out. And Kentucky Fried Chicken is one of our places where we stop. And there's a lovely lady there, and we walked in yesterday, and we're standing there, and the time before, we bought one piece of chicken to go with these little pot pie things. And we split the piece of chicken. We didn't mean to do that to try to save money. It's just because we don't eat much. But this lady yesterday, I said, Tommy, now we only had one piece of chicken. The other time, you want two pieces, one. And this lovely lady, her name is Trina. So if you get a chance, go into Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is over here. And she said, oh, she said, today, said, there's a special. She said, for 99 cents, you get two pieces of chicken. So we had two. But I thought, a smile, you know, when you go into a place, all of us that have worked for the public, we know that a smile makes life so much better. So when you go into your cafes or wherever, smile, you know, because God sees our smiles. He feels our tears and he sees our smiles. I was sitting here thinking, when my brother passed away, I flew into Baltimore and my kids picked me up, and then we drove down to Tennessee to that funeral, and then we went back. Then I was to fly back home. Well, they wanted to show me what Washington, D.C. looked like. I didn't really care to go. So one day we just stayed around there, but then the next day we went into D.C. And that's where the kids work, but now they've been transferred to Fort Leonard Wood. Anyway, it was an interesting experience because the main place that I remember us going to was to the statue of Abraham Lincoln. And that's what I saw tonight, but on a spiritual sense, because we went up in the elevator and took some pictures, you know, how you do, you get close to the statue and they take, you know. And then I watched these people, because I'm a people watcher, and it was like for them, it was like they had come home. And they sat there and they were visiting and they were mingling around and smiling, and it was like they had come home to a grandfather to be there. You could feel that. And tonight I watched. If you've ever gone to other churches, you don't come in, at least for the most part, you don't come in and fellowship. But I watched tonight, and you folks were at home. This is God's house, but this is home. And we're glad to be here. We feel like we have come home. We're going to have to go back to get more stuff. Because, like I said, we didn't even bring the pots and pans or the dishes. But we are going to go back. But Lord willing, we're going to be back. And we're glad to be over here. Next door, we've seen a woodpecker. We've seen squirrel. We've seen, we think it might have been a skunk, but we don't care. But we're so amazed at the quiet neighborhood that this church is in. And I know that there was some trouble here, but we feel like that God is blessing us. And we're glad to be home.
Any of you'd like to hear Brother Cole sing a song? He can sing the song of Moses and the Lamb too, but he's also a good singer.
I sure have enjoyed these testimonies tonight. It's been uplifting. It's been encouraging. It's been good. Amen. And I love being here. I love you all very much. And I'll tell you what, I told Brother Weiniger, after being at a few of them weddings, I've never been to so many weddings in 1 month. I mean, we went to two, but I hadn't been to weddings in a while. But we went to one. They didn't have a Unity kennel anymore. They mixed sand. Can you believe that? And I thought, well, that's different. You know, we had a Unity kennel, but one had a pitcher of one color sand, another had a pitcher of another color sand, and they poured it into this vase. I thought, well, that's different. But after being at those weddings at the church that we used to be kind of fellowship with, I'll tell you what, I have no desire to go back. I'm kind of like that song I heard a while back. I'll never go back again. I don't want to. I have found the people of God. And I love the charity that the people of God show. Don't ever lose that. And I will always say that wherever I go, don't ever lose that charity. And always guard yourself that you don't think that you're better than someone else, because that's not good either. But you know, I'm so thankful for the love of God. I'm so thankful for His touch in our lives. And I just appreciate the Lord. Amen. I have been thinking about singing a song tonight, but I've had so many songs running through my mind. And I hope this hits the nail on the head. If it don't, I used the wrong hammer.
Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I alone will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. and be blessed. For I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care? Do unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus, He will give you rest. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. For I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. Come unto me. Often conquered man has a sense of weakness, brought distress with him. Christ will sanctify Hallelujah. You if oh, you claim his fast. In the Holy Spirit, He will give you rest. Come. Hallelujah! Oh, praise God. Savior, calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I alone will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Trust my body. cross my mind. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
The Lord. Well, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed the whole evening. And I told y'all I was going to pay back some of the time that I took this morning. So somebody told me, said, Brother Smith, if you're going to, you're going to keep being wound up, said, you're going to have to give the congregation some these energy drinks or something to help wind them up so they can stay with you. Anyway, praise God. I do want to announce that we're going to be making up new cleaning list and cleaning teams. And so I'll be talking to some of you about that. I guess I could get a raise of hands of who won't clean. See, that'd be, I figured, if I ask it that way, fewer hands would go up. Anyway, we'll be working on that, and we do need to, we've had people in the church, and Brother and Sister Durham lived in the church, and they did a lot of things that a lot of people may not have known that they done, but it's starting to show up, and so we're going to have to take up the slack. But I do appreciate the Lord adding to us, Brother and Sister Gaylor and Brother and Sister Goforth, and also, I feel like the Lord is really trying to make Brother D'Angelo and Sister Jacqueline a part. And they are, they're really paying a lot of money for where they're living. And they really need to find a little apartment that's not too expensive. So keep your ears open for that. If you hear of anything or know of anything, well, let us know. But they, it just seems like the Lord just keeps them coming around, and they're interested in all this, and so let's keep praying that God will help them. And they've struggled to stay here. They came here from, they were in Minnesota and then Texas and then up here. And then this week, be praying for Brother Gaylor's new job, starting his new job. And also we've got these that are going to have surgery this week. Brother Weiniger's going to have his knee operated on, and then Brother Shane has a pretty serious situation. He had a car wreck several years ago, and they operated on his neck and fused some vertebrae, and that didn't hold. And the doctors is really asking him to stay in the bed because they said it could very easily puncture your spinal cord, and said that we need to get you operated on as soon as possible. And they moved up and found a space for him. So Tuesday morning, he'll be operated on. Can you remember where in? It's that new hospital, surgical hospital in Maumelle. Where Brother Fred went, yeah. You remember the name of that, Sister Weininger? That Brother Stewart, what was the name of that hospital you were operated on in out in Maumelle? The name of the hospital you were operated in Maumelle? Surgical? Arkansas Surgical Hospital. Anyway, that's where Brother Shane will be operated on Tuesday, and then Brother Ray Valdez will be operated on Thursday. So we've got several things this week we need to be in prayer concerning. And I really appreciate Brother Sister Cole's coming and being with us. And they're always a blessing. They always add to us. And Brother Coles, he normally preaches, but I'm just going to tell you, sometimes a preacher just needs to rest a little bit. And, you know, it's just good to go sit down and enjoy service without having to feel like the burden's on you to, you know, give something out. Sister Fisher? Oh, my. All right. Donna's son, Johnny Abbott. All right. Pray for him. We have several gone today. I don't know, there's 25 or 30 people out today, and we still had to get a really good crowd this morning, but you can feel them tonight being gone. The Durham families, the Fishers, and then several others that the Oates, Sister Donna had, Dylan had a school event that she needed to be at or something like that this evening, couldn't be here. And so several are just not able to be here. But let's stand and give the Lord a thankful offering for the services today and His goodness to us. I appreciated all these good words tonight. Thank you, Lord. God, for your goodness and your mercy. Blessed Lamb of God, oh God.